A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld, or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." The evil, idolatrous, greedy, and disobedient Ahaz was the opposite of a worthy king of David's line. He is also the opposite of the epitome of obedience seen in today's gospel account in Luke of the Annunciation to Mary. In response to God's messenger, Ahaz refuses to obey, whereas Mary humbly consents and asks how God's perfect will can be accomplished. Today's O Antiphon, sung at Mass and evening prayer, highlights this theme of obedience. It reads, "O key of David, royal power of Israel, controlling at your will the gate of heaven. Come, break down the prison walls of death for those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Lead your captive people into freedom." The 13th century mystic, St. Catherine of Siena, tells us that Adam threw the key of obedience into the mud, smashed it with the hammer of pride, and let it rust in selfishness. But the Son of God came, picked up this precious key, purified it in the fire of divine charity, and washed it in his blood. Jesus straightened out the bent key with the hammer of justice on the anvil of his body. With this restored key of obedience, the Savior opened the gate of heaven for all people. As we prepare for Christmas, let us examine ourselves. Are we authentic disciples holding the key of obedience? Or do we throw it away with little acts of disobedience to God's will in our daily lives? Are we obedient to the just laws of society? Do we listen with an open heart to the guidance of the Church and the Word of Sacred Scripture? Can we show loving obedience to the needs and desires of those with whom we live and those whom we serve? Obedience is costly. It cost Jesus Christ his life, and it will demand ours as well. Obedience is difficult because of our pride and independence. We can only do it through surrender to the Holy Spirit. Obedience today often means being countercultural, going against the popular trends in such things as television viewing, reading, fashions, all the aspects of the culture of death and immorality, and sometimes even dissent, which harms the body of Christ. Obedience is proved when we are asked to do something we would rather not do. It may mean moving to a new location, taking up a new job, or yielding to a coworker. These are the tests of the obedience of love and faith that St. Paul speaks about in his letter to the Romans. Obedience at times will be sacrificial. It was for Mary when she accepted the angel's invitation from God and her entire life was changed. It was for Jesus, who gave up his divine glory to become human, and then to suffer and die for us great ungrateful sinners. Obedience is the experience of a sacrificial love to God's will, a love which transforms us in an ever deeper way to God's original plan of creating us in his image and likeness. But obedience also has its rewards. It brings great peace because it brings us into the divine will. Once we can yield ourselves to and surrender our will, opinions, and desires to others for the sake of the greater goals of love and unity, we experience a deeper spiritual discernment, the freedom of the sons and daughters of God that dispels the darkness of our disordered thoughts and the shadow of death that clouds our will and feelings and desires. Obedience teaches us to be humble, which is the rock-bottom foundation of the spiritual life. The more we are obedient to God's will, the more Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. Where there is true obedience, Christ comes to dwell. There is no greater gift in this life than the experience and reality of Emmanuel, God with us. If God is with us, nothing can defeat us.